Fight Night by Gavin Costick.
No excuses. No excuses. No excuses. Monday. Friday night is fight night.
5 more days to go. 5 more days of sorrow. 5 more days to go. And I'll be bet tomorrow.
No, you feckin' mump. You're gonna win this. Or at least... You can't go in expecting to lose. Focus, you feckin' mump. Da. Da. That's what it's all about, isn't it? Hearing your own kids say da for the first time. Pure music. Pure joy. Jordan, she called him. We said, all the neighbours' kids are called Jordan. You can't throw a bleeding brick without hitting a kid called Jordan. We'll say, Jordan, get off that bouncy castle and give your bleeding tea, and we'll have a rake of the fellas. But Shell liked it. She thought it was smart, and I wanted to make her happy on account of things being kind of delicate at the time. Still are a bit. So we have a Jordan. And Jordan, one sunny morning, he says... Da to me before he ever says ma to her, which I reckon she finds very aggravating. Of course, Shell's been reading our books and sticks her head up triumphant. It's only natural. Look here, Dan Jr. says it's developmental. You're mental, he says, having the hump by way of her calling me Jr. But she goes on and anyways, something to do with his little lips not being able to get around the sound. That's what she says. D is easier. But I know me little boy is looking at me and saying da. Like he's confirming something and questioning something with the little wise brains he has in there. Like it's not just muscular. There's deep thinking in it. Da, what kind of fella are you? And I say, not out loud or anything. For you, son, I am going to take the middleweight championship of the world. I am in me hole. 28, never turned pro, never boxed at the nationals. Not like me granda, not like me da, not like me brother, not like none of them. I tried to see myself in the ring with Manny Pacquiao or some such, and I shudder. No feckin' way. So I think about it some more, and I says, for you, son, I am going to represent the West English Boxing Club again at the National Championships. And I am then going to represent this country at the London 2012 Olympics. Like me granda and the brother, who are all actually real good. Only they were going for different years and cities, of course. If Da boxed in 2012, it'd be a miracle. And if granda boxed, it'd be even more so on account of him being dead. But you get the bleeding idea. Then I think about it some more. Who am I trying to impress here? Jordan? He seems to think pretty well of me as things are. I says to myself, don't lie to the nipper now. Don't say nothing, even just between yous, that you're not going to hold him. Da. Da. My da. His da. Your da. A rake of fucking da's and sons, all trying to impress. To prove something. To what? Each other. That are good enough for each other. That are better than each other. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I was watching little Jordan belting Tinky Winky One, the way I showed him, the way me da showed me. I'm looking past them to Shell's little back garden on the Rathaut, in which I'm not actually official, but I'm allowed to sleep over most nights, as long as I leave me mates out of it and I do the one night feed, which I only bleed in love. And I'm thinking pretty profound things that I can't... I never could put into words. Well, Shell was saying something about he was only to have organics, which apparently they don't do at Lidl, thus making me a dozy prick for going there. And if he goes all ADT, it'll be the fault of yours truly. Mind you, part of me was thinking, must get a trampoline for the nipper. Funny how the brain spins away while it's in neutral, like. And I say to myself, feck turning pro. Feck the Olympics. That's the mistake we made the last time. Expecting too much, trying to prove too much. What I'm going to do is try. What I'm going to do is get fit. That's all. No pressure. Fuck me. By the time Jordan's a teenager, I'll be fucking 40. Jesus. I'll just get fit so the nipper won't be ashamed of his old da. So, next morning, I haul out me mouldy trainers. Phew. On a grey, wet, minging sort of day, with the clouds sitting on the roofs, bringing out the very best of the pebble dash of Cabra. I don't bleed and think. Shell calls from the upstairs, quiet loud, because Jordan's still in the landing nod.
What are you up to, Dan?
With that bit of sharpness that cuts, because it has every right to be there.
Going for a run?
Why?
Get fit?
That's good,
she says.
You should.
Which is surprisingly decent of her. So, I hop the gate into the bogies. Jesus, that gym wasn't even there the last time. And I go to kick a couple of laps around. And for maybe 100 metres, I feel real, real good. A proper dad. Keeping himself in shape, maybe thinking in the back of me head of picking up a security guard job with a smart uniform, with a cap and everything. And then I feel a bit queasy and a bit slick, sweaty and a bit breathy, but I feel on top of it all the same. And then I don't feel very fucking good at all. And all the burgers and all the fags and all the tinnies and 6 years of four-star fucking kebab in a bun with brown sauce and breakfast rolls with sweaty chips and bottles of Bulmers and nights spent shouting at Man U on the TV at them lazy, bleeding bastards and all of that. And when was the last time I had me all brand, I don't even know, come up in a big, fat, lardy wave and make things very bleeding bad indeed. So I stop. From where I am, I can see across the hedge to Shell's window. So I think about the big thing. That 6 years ago, at the age of 22, I was all set to box at the Nationals. Like me bleeding da, and his bleeding da afore, and me brother. I got to within 15 minutes of it, actually. And I'd thrown away me training in the bottom of the hill and the Heineken bar and when the spirit took me at Reynard's. And then maybe I was thinking this girl or that girl looks real hot in her strapless little two-piece and maybe she'd fancy a tasty fingerless lad like me and the other sort of training can wait. Because maybe I thought I was young and immortal and I'd always have me chance. Or deeper, I was maybe thinking that I didn't want to box and I was looking for any excuse to lose. Or maybe I did like the boxing, but I didn't like the fact that there was no thought in my head as to why I was actually doing it, apart from it being in the way of the family trade and all sorts of head-wrecky ideas like that. And then the thing happened 15 minutes before the fight. And my dad looked at me because he knew what I had done. And I didn't fight after all. And then for 6 years I didn't do much of nothing except burgers and scaffolding and looking for me hole. Here's wisdom. If you don't respect the girls you go with, you don't respect yourself. Fact. Anyway, back to the bogeys. I had me hands on me waxy knees, dry even, and I didn't even have a mouldy bottle of water. And the burst of joy of Jordan saying da was wearing off, like, what with remembering all too well what kind of lad I was and what kind of fighter. When it counted, I never even made it into the ring. And I said to myself, well, am I doing this to impress me da at last? And then I thought, well, is this now anything to do with him? And anyways, when we haven't talked in 6 years.
Go home, Dan Jr.,
says the excusey voice in me head.
Go home, have a play, and watch a bit of SpongeBob, which is surprisingly good. And you can always have another go tomorrow.
And I said, stop thinking there, brains. This is no time for you. Stop thinking there, Dan Jr., Dan Jr., Dan Jr. This is only about getting a bit fit is all. That's all this is, not for nothing else. Count the steps, Dan. Count the bleeding steps. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And I have to say, those steps, they were the hardest. Tuesday. Fight night is Friday night. 4 more days to go. 4 more days of sorrow. 4 more days to go. And I'll be back tomorrow. Must think of a bleeding different end for that. Reckon my own bleeding head. That's the negative thoughts, like. Have to work on that. Shouldn't be doing too much now, just watching me calories, drinking me water and eating me carbs, but I have to keep the old mind and body busy. Turns out, it was 830 steps a lap round the bogies. 1 lap, 2 lap, 3 lap, 4. Out the bogies, being overlapped by the little old ladies with the dogs. Catching up with the little old ladies. Shouting a cheery, good morning to the ladies on my way scooting past.
Morning,
running backways, chatting with the ladies. The old legs are still there then, happy days. Then it's out the park. Ratholt Road, up over the little twisty bridge. Don't get yourself run over now. Past the cheapest flats in Dublin, which used to be the most expensive, so that'll teach you the boy in Finglas. Talca Park, Talca Valley, hard, up, Cardiff's Bridge. Steep enough on foot. Past the shitty shopping centre, past the Leisureplex and all the kids with their messy shorts and no bleeding chance because they aren't even playing for the WEFTA. Or maybe they have if they leave off the fags, we don't know. Round the Mellows Road, low horses. The WEFTA Hall. The WEFTA Hall, where the West Finglas Boxing Club trains. Why am I going this way? Why not down around Phibsborough, Ashington, any of those? Because maybe this isn't just about fitness anymore. Dan Jr. is coming back. Dan Jr. is coming back. Might be coming back. And these are the streets I know. A man needs his bit of motivation. Ah, what am I like? Showing off me gut and me shaky legs. Only the gut goes and the legs get muscle and I lift me weights and I eat me ready break and Jordan learns to use his Winnie the Pooh potty and Shell keeps her job in the Super Quinn when all around are losing theirs and she takes up Pilates and things are good. Except there's no work in the scaffolding, but I keep myself busy. 6 months back, I walk into the WEFTA, all of me lonesome, and I says to Joe, Joe, I want to come back. And Joe looks at me and he says, sure, Dan. Sure. He means, sure, I can't stop you anyhow.
Sure.
He means, sure, it's a bleeding free country.
Sure.
He means, sure, you're bleeding coming back. Fancy a bit of training, huh? Yeah, fancy a bit of boxing, all right. And then he says, hey, Dan, say hello to Finglas' new national champ. Kelly, come over here. Fucking Kelly? My mind's a bit confused, like, on account that Kelly's a girl's name, right? And that is right. On account of the fact that Kelly is, in fact, 100% a girl. Yep, it's bleeding Kelly Harrington. I only used to share tato sandwiches with her older sister, Kira.
Kelly is national champ at 58 kilos.
Hiya, Dan. Oh, that's
Great, Kelly, that's really something.
So much for me machismo. That evening, I come into Shell's. I have my own key now to stop her bothering to make arrangements and all, but I'm still scrupulous that it's Shell's gaff-like. Mind you, part of that is that if we move in official, we lose the allowance.
Your dad's here,
she says. Dan Senior, who used to be Dan Junior himself on account of his dad being Dan Senior in his time. There's supposed to be some link to Daniel O'Connell, probably shagged me great-granny. Apparently he was a top shagger, O'Connell. I look in the back room. The old man's got his hands up and Jordan is happily whacking into them.
Guard up, guard up. 1-2, sss, 1-2, sss. That's it, Jordan.
Teaching his grandson to box. Never asks permission. He looks up.
Dan, how come you never called him Dan?
I look at him.
Too bleeding confusing, Dan.
How come I don't tell him I respect Shell's choice? How come I don't tell him it's feck all to do with him? Why am I already in the wrong?
Dan was good enough for you.
Me blood is raging. What's this, happy families? I don't think so. He hasn't been around since... what? Since ever.
What do you want, da?
Out you go, Jordan. Play in the garden. Gotta make the most of the sun.
And Jordan throws himself at him. He loves the old bastard. Kids are like dogs. They know nothing.
Do you want a cup of tea, Dan Senior?
Shell's got that thing of behaving like everything is as normal as normal. Like he was always popping over. Like he was forever popping over for the old hobnob.
No thanks, love. Wouldn't mind a word with Dan.
Well, me and Jordan are off out anyhow. Stay as long as you like.
He may as well have said, please fuck off out of your own home while I lash into me son. Not a lot gets said while Shell drags Jordan off and out they go. Pretty much nothing.
I heard you were up at the Weftra.
Like a load of grannies they are up in Finglas.
Yeah, that's right.
Keeping fit?
That's right.
That's great. They've a good club going in Phibsborough.
Have they now?
Yeah, some Ukrainians in there. Very good conditioning.
Hey, there's a new club in Ashington too.
Yeah, lots of good clubs around.
That's right. Only I train at Weftra. I train with Joe Vaughan.
If it's fitness, the Bogies has a good gym. Maybe Gaelic.
Yeah, because you can hide in a team game, right, da?
I'm going to box.
Sounds like I'm boasting. I hate myself.
Boxing is not the sport for everyone.
I consider belting him one. The old man has to be, what, 55? And I'm not entirely sure I'd have him. A bit of me is still scared and I hate it.
What age was I when you first took me to the Weftra?
You were in your nappies.
That's right. The new Dan Junior, the inheritor. Only that turned out to be Sean.
It's not about that. Never mattered how good or bad your brother was. Look at the Nevilles.
What?
Well, Gary is a better player than Phil, but it doesn't stop Phil being a Premier League player.
Jesus. Who would have expected a lucid argument from the old git?
Sean was always an excuse for you. That's why I'm asking you to leave the Weftra alone. The boxing alone. Boxing is not a sport for boys who make excuses.
Fucker doesn't even have his hands up and my stomach is hurt.
It happened once. It won't happen again.
It happened every time.
I measure the truth to that. I roll it round a bit.
Not your business anymore, is it?
Box out of Phibsborough if you must. Box out of Ashington. It's not like they're not good clubs.
He's nearly pleading.
Thanks for the advice.
He looks at me. He's evaluating. He's thinking maybe I have changed. I guess he's been looking for that change for a long time. Something in his face closes. He pulls himself up.
Get fit, Dan. That's good. Maybe me and your ma will come over someday. She'd like to see the little one.
Now I'm raging. What are they, the feckin' royal family? In his head they are, of course.
What was your best belt, da?
I bleeding know. He bleeding knows.
National champion.
Never think of turning pro.
Not like your da. Not like your good son.
I fought as well as I could, son. And I never missed a fight.
Nice one, da. Now I have all the motivation that I want.
I'll see yous on fight night.
Wednesday. Wake up, bolt upright and sweating bullets.
Look down at Shell in the old IKEA queen size and I'm surprised she's turned into a horse.
Or a mare, I suppose. Loose mane and all. Right, must be dreaming.
Realise I'm late for the National. National Stadium, that is, not the Grand National. But for a moment there I give a thought of hopping on old Shell there, but
that'd be too weirdy. Run down in me nicks to the secret tunnel that joins up
Cabra to the South Circular. Wonder why I've never used it before. Very handy it is, in spite of the vampires what turn out to be only gagging for a pint of yours truly. Can't punch them out on account I have to keep me hands safe for the fight. Can't get me mitts cut off the fangs, like. But never mind, I'd give the white-faced bastards a few slaps. And they kind of whimper away. Then I'm through the sign mark dressing room and I nearly shit myself on account of the fact that I forgot all my gear. The tunnel back has that kind of flat escalator thing you see in the old airport and it's going the wrong way, or it feels that way at least. It's doing that poltergeist corridor thing. So in trying to run back, I just knacker myself and I don't get anywheres at all. So I'm back in the dressing room and me little demon voice is saying,
not your fault, old son, you'll just have to default.
And the new bit of me, the bit that changed when Jordan says, da, says, but you came here to fight, you dozy prick.
None of that matters, though,
when Joe Vaughan and da come in and start getting me set up. And they've a load of spare gear on account of the fact that me brother has died and doesn't need it anymore. I feel terrible about that because, bizarrely, I'd forgotten that he died.
And I feel more guilty about how I could forget such a thing. By the way, he's not really dead,
just in the dream, which is just as well, as I've no quarrel with Sean. So now, it's clearly 6 years ago.
That is, it's the exact same as the last time. And I am sitting on the high bench oak in me shorts with Joe binding me hands and me da looking at me saying nothing. More accurately, looking at me gut and saying nothing. As an aside, muscle weighs more than fat,
but all the same, if you're carrying fat and you have made the weight, then you're short on water or muscle. Or in my case, both.
And it's the same old as every fight. With this great pit in me stomach.
Only this time worse, because I'm in no shape. And I know I'm going to lose.
I'm going to go out there in front of 5,000 punters, maybe. And some bleeding fecker is going to pick me off and maybe break me nose and all.
Because I know,
and Joe knows, and Da knows, I haven't put in the training. In point of fact, I even have to hand back a Mr. Whippy 99 with extra sauce so's Joe can do the hands. And I'm thinking, why don't they just let me go in there with the ice cream? And I'll stick that in the guy's mush, which would at least have a certain style.
And the point is that even if I had put in the training, I'd still lose.
On account of being not that good, really.
Me name has got me to this level, but not me.
Not me. So, just like the last time, just exactly the bleeding same, in an out-of-body way, I hops up from the couch and go straight over on the ankle.
Ah!
I didn't bloody mean to do it.
Of course you didn't, says Joe. And Da's head snaps into the cool, calculating sort of expression.
It was a bloody tick thing to say. Things are in slow-mo now, so I have plenty of time to question it myself.
Why did I say I didn't bleeding mean to do it, unless I actually did?
Though I didn't really. Any normal boxer would just say, not much, or feck me ankle, or similar. But somehow I think I have to justify myself.
It's like I'm a kid arriving at school,
and a bleeding dog has, in fact, no joke, actually eaten his homework. But the kid, instead of feeling relieved, feels guilty on account of the fact that that was exactly what he'd been hoping for.
And none of that deeply matters, because what matters is the kid has been setting himself up to fail either way.
Phew. Hope you got that. Won't be going through it again.
So me da says, with a voice like God having a quick word with Judas on Judgment Day,
whatever excuse you like, Daniel. Whatever excuse you like.
Only because this is a dream, he's now transformed into Jordan.
And the old look of contempt is coming from me owl son's ancient eyes. And I think,
hats off to the subconscious there, because isn't that exactly what I'm scared of?
So I tries to scramble up regardless, but the shooting pain in the ankle is so much that I wake myself up for real this time.
Shell is there. Her little mouth open like a bud and a little snore on her. And I wake up knowing it's best to pull out of the fight now so as I don't make a fool of myself. So as I don't bring shame on anyone else. In fact, I'm not even thinking whether or not. I'm thinking, right, how can I get out of this now without looking like a prick? And I think to myself, hang on there, El Son. And I slip downstairs and I just check back in with the basics. Feet, hip width, left foot small step forward, 45 degree turn, hands up, chin down, knees soft, on the toes. And I just let me hands go. Time, I think, to face facts. Today's Wednesday. 2 nights from now, I'm getting in the ring. No choice at all. So brains, stop thinking so much about it. I mean, what's there to be scared of, really, and after all? Thursday. I push the little plastic button on Jordan's harness and haul him out of his car seat.
Should we have brought a bottle of wine?
What for, he says. Nobody drinks wine.
Still and all.
Shell's nervous. She has her good Marks and Sparks clothes on. Makeup and everything. She looks gear, as a matter of fact.
Look, it'll be fine. We're not staying.
She looks at me, nervous. I breathe.
Go on up there and ring the bell,
I says to Jordan. And he runs up and he reaches as high as he can.
You'll be all right, Dan,
says Shell. Jesus, I can't make out if that's a question or an order. I stare up and at the roof.
What are you looking at?
Wondering where the flag of truce is.
The new painted red door opens and me ma beams down.
And who is this little chap after coming to visit?
Jordan looks a bit confused.
And what is your name?
Jordan,
says Jordan, just about.
Kiss your granny.
Come in, come in.
So, that's us through the door, and it's all as normal as Denny's pie. Only, I haven't been here in 6 years. Only it's Thursday, and tomorrow night I'm fighting. Only, I've no idea why I've been summoned.
As a matter of fact, I'd no intention of going near the place, but Ma got through to Shell, and Shell said it'd be good for Jordan to get to know his grandparents, and it was all done and dusted without much input on my behalf. In fact, my main contribution has been to say, we're not staying, till I've annoyed me own head.
Hi, Dan,
says Da, after doing the decent by the rest.
Fancy a beer?
Needling cunt.
Water, thanks, Da. Weigh-in's tomorrow.
Right, son.
Is calling me son needling? I don't know, he probably calls everyone son, but I'm off balance, as it were, on account that this is the house that me and Sean grew up in, and it's all the same as then, but different. Ma makes herself busy with cups of tea and fizzy drinks and whatnot. Will I try and get this whole thing straight in me head?
Nice extension, Ma,
I says, eyeing the French doors and the new decking. And my eye glides around the photos and the trophies and the framed bits of paper and all. And slowly but surely, blood kind of starts pumping at the back of me head, because I'm not there. Not there at all. Shell and Da are messing with Jordan as a way of getting over, having nothing to say.
We kept all your old trophies,
says me Ma, who has a laser intuition for these things, and she points to a glass cabinet.
We got that in Arnott's.
Classy. Should have hung on for the sales. And sure enough, there's a number of those tinny yokes you pick up at Trophies R Us with me name punched in uneven letters on the base. Of course, these are all entirely bleeding dwarfed by generations of all-round success. And right up there, are Sean's Olympic bronze. Now, maybe you might think it's only a bronze. That's what they give the losers, isn't it? When some Cuban has sorted them out. But I'm from West Finglas. I know what it means to get that. I know what that means. It means you don't have to fucking live here anymore. That's one thing it means.
Wow,
says Shell, finally on her feet in the back room.
That's a lot of trophies, Mr. Coyle.
Coyle being the Danster's family name.
Oh, we've lots of photos too, says me Ma. I'll get the book.
They don't want to see that old thing, says Da.
We do,
says Shell.
I think there's a few of Dan Jr. in there,
says me Ma with a touch of a wobble. So, Da, Ma, Shell and Jordan settle in to the scrapbook of memories, all yellowed out of the Herald, the Indo, the press, God help us. And there's plenty of polite oohing and ahhing. Oh, when was that now going on? Suddenly, Jordan goes, Da! And points. Da! He says again to a picture. So I look over to get a look. And it's not me. It's not me at all. It's me Da in his prime. And I get a sudden bad flush. And the demon voice is saying that that's what you want really, isn't it, son? A really daddy who never made excuses and never ran away, and even if he is a bit of a prick, can show you what a real dad is. And it feels like the thing that's been keeping me going is oozing out of me pores, because really, Jordan just said Da once upon a time to the first bloke he saw, and he never truly knew the man inside at all. And in an even more retarded way, I also resent the fact that I look anything like the old man in the first place on account of wanting nothing to do with him no more. And seeing me head radiating, Shell and Ma tactfully take Jordan out the back to give him the grand look around that a B&Q share they expect.
How are you feeling?
Says Da, putting the book away. Here we go.
Grand!
Who are you fighting?
He knows. This is just conversation.
Ray Joyce from Galway.
He's very good. You'd want to keep away.
I'm not sure what he means by that, but with the bad head on me, I decide to take it the wrong way.
Too late now.
He's very good on the inside, they say. Yeah,
he's very good.
How's the way?
Joe's been great. Bang on.
No excuses there.
Da, you've got me all wrong.
Have I?
I was never scared of being hit, Da. I was never scared of that.
No.
Lead with the left, you reckon, da?
Of course.
Jab and move, is it?
Always was.
In me mind, right, I'm three again, and he has his hands up for his little fighter.
Like that?
And I flick out a jab. The old git has his hand up and catches me fist lazily.
Jab and move.
Like this?
I flick out another. He catches it like a fly clean out of the air. He has his studying look.
Borrow some peanuts, da.
Go ahead, son.
I take five dry roast in me left, throw them all up. Pop, 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 pop. Pff. Catch four, clean as you like, bounce them off the wall. Miss the fifth. I look around the room with the new furniture and the semi-solid hardwood floor. I've lain enough of them.
Bit more room on the deck in there.
Right, son.
So we step out the back with the rest of them at the other end of the garden.
Jab and move's the job, da.
It is, son.
So I break his nose for him. Beautiful, beautiful left-hand lead. Feet, hips, shoulders, the lot. Because I'm a lot bleeding faster than I let on in the back room. Left the fifth nut on purpose, like. I'm a lot faster than he ever was, I reckon. I'd love to know, could I have taken the man in the photo? But no man can fight his own da when both are in their prime, and that's the tragedy. So I have to make do with cracking his own nose and my knuckle by the sounds of it, and he's down. I stand over him. I was never scared of being hit. I was scared of letting you down is all. But maybe a man who'll go down on a jab isn't much worth impressing. You want to come back for some rights? And the ill fucker, fair play to him, would of course have getting up for his beating, but screams and shouts and general mayhem rules the day, and the happy visit is over.
We're in the little 2000 Micra, which is all we can afford on Shell's wages from the Super Quinn. Even Jordan seems to know to keep it stum, or maybe he's just missed his nap, I don't know.
Do you love me?
Says Shell from nowhere. It's a serious question. She'd never asked it. I think about it.
Yes,
I says.
I love you, Michelle Sullivan. I love you, Daniel Coyle.
I think about that a bit. It's a first.
But I don't want Jordan to turn out like that. It's not going to happen.
Hello, I says. Here comes the heave-ho. Leave your keys in the jar, Mr. Coyle.
I don't want to see him hit you. Hate you. Why do boys have to be like that? We don't.
I says, generally trying to stand up for the male of the species.
But you do. Look at you, look at Sean off in Manchester. Your poor mam never getting to see her sons or her grandchildren on account of you bastards a lamp the bleeding heads off each other if you're left alone for a minute. That's not going to be the way it is for me and you and Jordan. I won't stop him boxing if he wants to.
Which is a stupid thing to say, but it just pops out like.
It's not the boxing. It's the needling and competing and having to be one better and always needing to show who's got the bigger prick and all. Jesus. I've changed Jordan's nappies, potty trained them and all.
What?
Well, I've seen his willy. It's massive for a toddler, like. There's no competition there.
Dan, what is it with you and your dad? And suddenly, it gets very hard to explain. I think, nice and slow, there's something about the atmos that tells me what happens next is very, very important.
Da put everything into me and Sean, right? And Sean had it, whatever it is. And I didn't. And I don't know if that bit missing was in me skills or in me mind, and it all got very tangled up because, and right, I'm doing my best here, Shell, because I could never say I'm not good enough without it sounding like an excuse, without hurting me da. And so I found other excuses which maybe hurt them even more, and maybe it's all a bleeding excuse. I don't know. This is what I see, Dan. I see a good lad who maybe was a bit wild, but sure, weren't we all? And you never went into gear or into crime or anything, even though half of your year did, and half of mine as well. And then you and me have our accident.
He's still awake, I says, warning like.
No. No, we're always going to be honest with them. So we had our accident. And the truth is, if we hadn't, we wouldn't have been together. Isn't that right, Dan? That's true, Shell. So whatever we have now, right? We've built ourselves, right? Since Jordan came. And I'm proud of you, Dan Coyle. Over the last year, I've seen you get yourself in shape, and you've gone out every day looking for work, and you're doing your feckin' FOSS courses, and you look after Jordan real well, and you make me tea, and there's no complaints. But look it, we're the family now. And if it all ends up with you fighting your own son, then I'm not interested, and it's no good. And if it ends up me having to choose one over the other, then it's no good. And if you don't love me most of all the people in the world, then it's no good. I love you, Michelle Sullivan. I love you, Michelle Sullivan. I love you, Michelle Sullivan.
Dan, she says later, looking up at the dark of the bedroom.
Yeah?
If you've decked your da good and proper, and you've nothing to prove to me or Jordan.
Yeah?
What do you have to fight for?
Friday night! Fight night! Call the cops!
10 minutes, next bout, 10 minutes.
12 noon, weigh in. 16 lads all down to our shorts. Then it's me and Ray.
Where the fuck did he get those tats? Fucking savage.
I recognise that glow. The glow of champions. Seen it enough off of Sean. I give him the look all the same. Says, you're mine. Thanks for coming. And I experience a surprising wave of joy. No problems with the weigh-in. Remember when I used to have to go off and skip and sweat off a few pints and get down to me nicks? This time, I'm clean as a whistle. Then it's a couple of raw eggs in a juice, a la Rocky, to get a bit of energy in. Ooh. I feel pretty good, actually. Ray's here to claim his Olympic place. He's thinking about me and the next fight, and I'm just thinking about him. Wondering if I can catch him on the tats for the laugh. Me mind's on idle again as Joe does the rub down. He's humming Spancel Hill, the old bastard, but I don't need the G-up. I've got nerves, like, but in an adrenaline sort of way, not a shameful sort of way. Here's the thing. A part of me always loved this. I mean, in my ideal world, I'd have been like Kendo Nagasaki, fighting without revealing my true identity, like the masked boxer with no name. Apart from Kendo, which I assume was made up. What I mean is, if I hadn't have been Dan, son of Dan, son of Dan, the next great hope for Ireland and everything you now know I couldn't carry, I'd have bleeding loved this. Then it's into the L protection for the family jewels, like, and the vest, shorts and boots. Time for the hands.
I'll take over there, Joe. I'll do the hands, like always,
says me da, appearing like your man in Mr. Ben. And it's not really true that he did the hands either, but I guess he has to say something to break the ice on account of this being an uncomfortable moment. He reminds me of something. Then I get what? The Odlum's Owl, on account of the circular bruises he has around the eyes and the bits of grey hair sticking out of his baldy head.
5 minutes, next bout, 5 minutes.
How are you feeling, son?
Good, Dad. Sorry about the face.
Great job, son. You're going to really take it to him. Your ma asked me to come in.
Oh, right. Tell me that just in case I thought you cared of your own account.
I always have cared, son. I always loved you. Just everything I said came out wrong, or you heard it wrong, I don't know.
Full of surprises, the da.
How come you never called?
Well, how come you never did?
I'm stumped by this.
Well, I was waiting on you.
I was waiting on you, son, to come back to us. Look, boxing is all I ever knew, all I was ever good at. My dad taught me, and I remember when you were just a little babby and you said my name for the first time, and I said, you're going to be a fighter. And that's what I set out doing, the way my father did for me. I thought I was passing on a gift, a family trade to my lovely son, like. Jordan will fight if he wants to, or not if he doesn't. Of course, that's a much better way. Look, I'm your daddy, Dan, but I'm not a wise man. I'm not a smart man.
Dad.
I'm not. My brains were always in my fists. See, you can't expect too much from me, and you can't put too much into what I say. I'm just a bloke. So my dad taught me no excuses, that there can be no excuses in the ring, you see? And it was meant to be a lesson about life, you know? And I'm sorry, Dan. It's a style of training that maybe should have gone out with the arc.
Dad, you remember that time when I jumped up and twisted my ankle?
Yeah.
He's looking down now.
Well, I did twist it. That was an accident.
I understand.
No, you feckin' don't. That was an accident. But 2 years before that, I was failing. I was training to fail. Sorry, Joe. Because deep inside, I knew that if I tried my best, I could never still live up to the family name. The name was too much for me. So it was easier to feck it all up and pretend to myself I could have been good if only I'd tried. Right? Now, Dad, if that's done, can I ask that if you ever feel like being open and honest again, you feck away off because it's bleeding embarrassing.
Sure, son, it's well, it's embarrassing for me too.
Next bout!
Here we go.
You've nothing to prove to me now.
Jesus, Dad, don't you think I know that? You and Shell are giving me the hump. Look, I'm not doing this for you, or her, or Jordan. I'm not doing it for Bleeding Joe either. I love this. I'll tell you what I am. I'm a Northsider. I'm a family man. I box out of Weftra, West Finglas. I'm not a junkie. I'm not a criminal. I'm a boxer. Someone has to stand up for the Northside lads and say we're decent people. So now, for this fecker from Galway. Friday night is fight night.
That was Fight Night by Gavin Costick. Angus Og McAnally played Dan Coyle Jr. Sound supervision was by Richard McCulloch. And the director was Brian Burrows for Rise Productions. The series producer of radio drama is Kevin Reynolds.